Right. All right, let's call this meeting of the Story County Board of Agenda to order on Wednesday, January 17th. Roll call vote.
McGill.
Here.
Scarlett.
Here.
Youngberg.
Here.
Brecky, absent. Bruns.
Here.
Good. All right, in front of you, you've got the agenda for this evening. Do I hear any changes or additions, subtractions to the agenda? If not, it will stand as presented. Also in front of you, you've got the minutes from our last meeting on December 20th. Any changes, additions, corrections?
Sure, I'll just share with them. Thanks. I'm good.
If none are heard, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Not in front of you, just kind of rundown of how the meeting will progress. What we'll do, we'll start off, we'll ask for comments. Oh, by the way, if you haven't, please sign in before you cover addresses. But we will ask for comments from the public on any issue that we may have had before us or that's out there that you wish to comment on, with the exception of those that we have on the agenda. And when we get to those on the agenda, then you can make comments. After that, we will have our staff, when we reach one of our conditional use permit requests, we will ask the staff for their input. Once they give their presentation, we will also ask for a presentation from the floor from the applicant. If there's any rebuttal involved, then we'll close and deliberate, and we'll give you an answer as we sit. So on that note, is there any comments from the public? If not, then we'll move on to discussion consideration of CUP02-8-3 AYA Ranch LC. And I believe, staff, we tabled that last time, so I think we need a motion to pull that off the table.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All right. Motion's on the table. Staff, comments?
I've prepared an abbreviated presentation. I know two of the members weren't here last time, so it's just an overview of what's being proposed and some of the more pertinent standards that we'll be looking at, if that's okay with you all. Does that sound good?
Sure.
Okay. So this is a modification to an existing conditional use permit. The applicant is Aya Ranch, LC, and they're the property owner, and the applicant is Elliot Thompson. The purpose is to move brewing equipment from the existing brewery at Alluvial Brewing Company into an accessory structure located in the north, opening up the back room of the brewery. And another aspect of this proposal is a new use that is a food truck that serves barbecue on the site. And the food truck also proposes to have a commercial kitchen in the accessory structure with the brewing equipment. Some background on this request and the conditional use permit. This property is 40 acres. It was an ag production previously. To the west, you have Prairie Moon Winery, which was permitted through a conditional use permit in 2004. They modified the conditional use permit in 2008 to allow an event space and reception area. And then in 2009, there was another conditional, in 2013, there was another conditional use permit for a farm store, which was related to a 5-acre organic farm on the site. The applicant also farmed the remaining acres in organic soybeans. The farm store was not economically feasible, and so Alluvial was proposed through and approved through a conditional use permit modification in 2014. So the brewery is an existing use. The brewery expansion, again, is proposing to move brewing equipment to an existing accessory structure to the north of the brewery. That accessory structure is currently used for the farming equipment and other activities related to an on-site 5-acre farm. The brewing equipment will actually be new brewing equipment that will allow for a more efficient brewing process. It's larger as well. And so then the back room of the existing brewery will be opened up. The brewing equipment is currently located back there. And customers do periodically use that back room as well. So this will kind of open it up, improve safety, allow for a second restroom. They're also going to be expanding outdoor seating on the patio. There's a new septic system for each building. And the applicant has proposed additional parking spaces and expanded hours, including being open Mondays and Tuesdays, as well as Sundays. The applicant has also proposed to plant hop plants for the beers and to support Iowa State University's extension's research on hop plants and growing in Iowa. And they've also proposed to plant berries in a new high tunnel for use for high-intensity berry production to have a new beer program of sour reserve beers using those berries. Cornbread, the food truck, is proposed to be permanently located on the property and serve dinner during the open hours of Alluvial. A commercial kitchen is proposed as part of the request for Cornbread to be used for food preparation. The food would be served at the northeastern corner of the brewery, and the food truck would be parked to the north of the accessory structure when it's not in use. And Cornbread plans to purchase produce for sides from Lacing Acres, which is that 5-acre farm located on the subject property. So this is a site plan for reference. Here you have the existing brewery and the patio just to the east. North of here you have, this would be the new parking area in blue, and then up this drive you have the accessory structure where the new brewing equipment will be used. The 5-acre farm is located in this square just to the east of the accessory structure, and the rest is in prairie through the applicant's private efforts and the Conservation Reserve Program through the USDA. The applicant has also created a wetland on the property, and that's accessible to the public. Over here to the west, you can see the winery, Prairie Moon Winery, and the vineyards. And there is an overflow parking area located to the north here in case of larger special events. I'll also point out that this is the access to the brewery. The county engineer has requested that the configuration of the access to Alluvial and the winery is changed so that entering traffic to Alluvial is only permitted at this access and has to exit at this access. Entering traffic can still enter and exit for the winery, but there are some site distance issues, and so that's a condition that we've recommended. I also wanted to show you the zoning and land use map so you can see the Squaw Valley subdivision, where we have received numerous comments from residents from just here to the southwest. And then over here you have George Washington Carver, and here's 190th. A larger view, so here's Ames, again, George Washington Carver, 190th, and the subject property. We're located in Franklin Township within 2 miles of Ames and Gilbert. We've wrapped the application to both of those cities. So since the last conditional use permit for the brewery was approved, the ordinance under which the conditional use permit was issued was amended. And that was done so for a variety of reasons. But I think the main reason was that a lot of these agritourism uses were going beyond just uses related to agriculture. They were getting pretty big and pretty impactful. And so we amended the ordinance. Specifically, we amended the definition of what agritourism is. And we amended it to re-emphasize that the agricultural setting, crop production, or livestock production is indispensable to the agritourism activity. So there is a direct connection there between the agritourism activity and the agricultural activities on the site. We also included supplemental standards. You'll see these sometimes with conditional use permits, where there are additional standards that have to be met in order for the conditional use permit to be granted. In this case, I wanted to go over three of those. The First is that the agritourism farm promotes the county's rural character or crop and or livestock production through value-added agriculture or educational activities. You can see from the staff report that we have concluded that this standard is met in this case. The next two standards, however, we originally proposed conditions to ensure that the proposed uses were meeting these next two standards. Since the request was tabled, we've revisited these ones and as well. And these standards are that the agritourism farm shall not alter or detract from the primary crop and or livestock production use, and that the agritourism farm is an accessory in size and in operation and is ancillary to the primary crop and or livestock production use. So at the last Board of Adjustment meeting when the item was tabled, it was mainly tabled because of the concerns with the conditions placed on Cornbread, the food truck. The applicant has expressed support of the conditions placed on the brewery. They were concerned with the conditions specifically related to allowing Cornbread to only operate on the site periodically for special events, highlighting the produce or other products from Lacewing Acres, the on-site farm, until they were able to obtain all produce and products from Lacewing Acres. Those conditions were requested to be lifted. But because the Cornbread owner stated it was not feasible to meet that standard. And that was initially indicated to staff that it was. So the Cornbread owner argued that these standards for agritourism uses that were being applied were not being applied equally, that Cornbread could meet the definition of agritourism without those conditions, because they would also serve the customers of the adjacent winery and thereby be accessory to the vineyard. So since the last meeting, staff has done some additional analysis related to these points and arguments that I wanted to go through. We found that the brewery was established under previous standards for a conditional use permit. The expansion of the brewery is not a new use like the food truck. However, the brewery has proposed investments in berry and hop production to incorporate into the beer. The beer is their main product. Cornbread has also proposed to purchase produce from the on-site farm to serve as sides, the majority of side items, but their focus is barbecue. And so further, though, when we look at what makes alluvial accessory to agricultural production in the rural setting on the site, we also, again, reemphasize the chronology of how the brewery was established after the farm store was not financially feasible. The brewery is established in part to support agricultural production on the site. The brewery's owner has made significant investments in the prairie and the wetland, which bring the site a very unique rural character that is part of what we look for in agritourism uses. And because of these investments and the chronology, we find that the brewery is accessory to agriculture. However, the argument that was made at the previous meeting that the Cornbread would also be accessory in a similar way because they are serving the winery's customers and the brewery's customers, we find that that would make them accessory to an agritourism use and not to agriculture. And that's the standard, is that they're accessory to agriculture in size or operation. And so just by having the produce coming to the site from that on-site farm isn't sufficient to meet that standard. We've met with the applicant since the last meeting, and no changes have been made to the application, so we've eliminated the conditions that we're recommending that would allow Cornbread to eventually be permanently located on site if they were to be able to obtain all produce and livestock from the on-site farm. They can reapply if in the future they have a stronger, farm-to-table concept. They can reapply for a modification, but we've eliminated that recommend a condition that would allow them to eventually permanently locate on the site. We are still recommending the condition that would allow them to periodically locate on site for events highlighting the produce from the farm to ensure that they're accessory in that use. So this is also something that we've prepared to kind of distill down what relationship these proposed uses have to agriculture. So on the cornbread side, you'll see it's the use of bumper crops and extra community-supported agriculture shares from the 5-acre organic farm on the property to incorporate into its menu as the majority of the non-meat menu items. And over here on the alluvial side, you, of course, have the investment in the high tunnel for berry production and investment in hops to be used in the beers. The hops will, again, support Iowa State's research on hop production. But you also have the chronology of how alluvial was established. The applicant previously farmed the site. Brewery was established in part to support the farm. And there's been continued investments in the agricultural land and conserving the agricultural land on the site through it, converting it to prairie and wetlands. And there are additional plans to make that prairie and wetland area even more accessible to the public so the public can walk through it on trails, benches, that kind of thing, to ensure that there is a goal of sharing a rural setting and a rural experience there. So comments from the public. We received 11 letters of support. We have received several additional letters since the last meeting that were on the agenda center. Those were all in support. One neighbor did mention that they would like to see additional bathrooms, which is the case. They're adding a bathroom to the tap room, and we have included a condition that the portable toilet is removed once that's added. This person also wanted to see the owners expand their non-alcoholic beverage selection, but this person was in support and said they're a good neighbor. Comments from interagency review. This is a comment from the engineer about the access that we put a condition on, and a comment from the Environmental Health Department that they've been working on them with new septic systems. And that brings us to your alternatives. So we're recommending approval with conditions. And these are the conditions. A zoning permit is submitted for a 60-foot by 90-foot accessory structure prior to beginning operations out of the existing accessory structure. A zoning permit is submitted for the existing accessory structure prior to beginning operations out of the building because it was previously permitted through an agricultural exemption, and so that use is changing to be more commercial related to the conditional use permit. So they need a zoning permit for that. The east entrance shall be used only for entering traffic, and sufficient directional signage shall be installed at the access within 30 days. Overflow parking is limited to 46 spaces in the grassy area north of the brewery and 60-foot by 90-foot accessory structure. Overflow parking is not permitted on the east side of the drive. Shrubbery be installed to protect the lateral field near the overflow parking area / drive. One van accessible space and two accessible spaces for a total of 6 accessible spaces, all with proper signage and in compliance with the ADA Act standards, shall be installed. The 50 by 50 foot area east of the brewery shall be planted with hops by June 29, 2018, and the high tunnel completed by September 28, 2018, with berry production beginning in 2018. We will inspect these upon their completion. And if the areas are taken out of production, the conditional use permit may be placed on the Board of Adjustments agenda for review and consideration. Cornbread may only serve on site for special events, highlighting bumper crops, produce from community-supported agriculture shares, or other produce or livestock produced on site. The proposed kitchen may only be used to produce and or hold classes on the value-added products from the produce and livestock produced on site and or prepare for special events highlighting these products. The portable toilet shall be removed when the new bathroom is completed, and if distribution is planned to continue, the applicant shall submit a text amendment. Any questions? I could go through the other standards if you would like the other supplemental or general standards. Okay.
Yeah. I do have a question.
Yeah.
Yes.
The on-site cornbread thing, and I apologize for not making the last meeting, but the holiday season was upon us. what is the stipulation that it, I mean, if you, is there a percentage? I know it right now it's saying it, everything has to be grown on-site or raised on-site.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Uh-huh. So the standard...
Where is that coming from?
The standard, we amended the standard to say that cornbread should be... Or we amended the standard to say that it should be accessory to agricultural production in size and operation. And so the size portion of it is kind of something more tangible. But in terms of an actual percentage, that's not a part of the ordinance. But we felt, you know, this is a food truck that focuses on serving barbecue, getting produce for sides, isn't, you know, the precedent that we want to set for what an agritourism use should be. It originally
so basically you're saying they can serve the vegetables because it's grown on there, but they can't bring in any meat, right?
No, so the current recommendation is that they can serve a full menu highlighting aspects of the produce grown on site. That's
okay.
The current recommendation.
Okay.
When they initially submitted their proposal, they said the goal was to get 100% of the products from the site, so that's kind of where that percentage came from. But then at the meeting, it was made clear that that wasn't attainable. So we went back, looked at that again, and struck that so that they can just be located there for periodic special events with a full
and
menu.
Serve barbecue.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
But with a focus on, you know, tomatoes or corn.
Right. Okay.
Or, yeah,
okay.
What
All have right.
You.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions, board?
Comments in the public?
My name's Elliot Thompson, 3211 Letty Street, Ames, Iowa. I'm the owner of Alluvial Brewing Company. I just wanted to say I support the staff's decision and recommendations. And if you have any questions, let me know.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments? Any more comments on the staff? If not, we'll close deliberations.
Okay, board. I'll entertain a motion.
I move that Surrey County Board of Adjustment approves the conditional use permit with the conditions as put forth in case CUP 02-08.3.
Second.
We have a motion, and a motion out of Scarlett, and a second out of Youngberg. All in favor? Roll call vote, please.
Scarlett?
Aye.
McGill?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Bruns?
Aye.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck. Okay, looking at our agenda, we'll move on to our next one. We have here consideration of CUP 11-17, RPM Access LLC.
Thank you so much. Sal.
Okay. This is an application for a temporary meteorological tower, which is a tower that measures wind data. The proposed tower would be located in Section 13 of Union Township. The applicant is RPM Access, LLC. The contact there is Matt Garwood, who is an engineering pre-construction representative. So the nature of the request, this is for a new conditional use permit. Again, it is a meteorological tower is a component of a wind energy conversion system. And the goal of this temporary one is to collect wind data to determine the feasibility of a future commercial wind energy conversion system. The tower, it would be a monopole, just under 200 feet in height, and it would have guide wires. So here's the vicinity map. We're just over 2 miles from the city of Cambridge to the northeast in Union Township. In terms of zoning and surrounding land use, the property and all surrounding property is zoned A1. The existing land use of this piece is in the Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, land. The property surrounding this, however, is all an agricultural row crop. So the proposed Met Tower is located in kind of in the southwest portion of this this parcel along 610th Avenue and 305th Street here. There is a dwelling to the southeast, about 1,650 feet away. So the site plan here, just over 1,000 feet south of 305th Street, and then 260 feet east of 610th Avenue is the proposed location. The footprint will be about 1,000 square feet. The guide wires will extend out. The furthest ones from the tower will be 164 feet. And then there'll be 3 guide wires in each of the 4 directions there. So this is an image submitted by the applicant, which is just a typical Met Tower that they put up in their projects. Again, this is temporary, and it will be set on the surface of the ground with the anchors going in about 5 feet into the ground. There's a drawing for you. Some site photos here. This is looking southeast along 610th Avenue. At the subject property, you can see the farmstead to the southeast there. The dwelling zoomed in just a little bit here at the site of the proposed Met Tower. This is looking northeast toward 305th Street at the subject property. This is looking north at the intersection of 305th Street and 610th Avenue. And then looking west from the subject property, it's all surrounded by row crops. So in terms of standards of approval for this request, in terms of compatibility, the proposed location is over 2 miles from the City of Cambridge corporate limits. The Met Tower is a component, again, of the CWEX, which is permitted if granted as a conditional use permit in the A1 district. The property in which the Met Tower is proposed is, again, in that CRP ground, and the surrounding land is an agricultural row crop. All setback requirements, as listed in Chapter 90, will be met by this proposed site plan. The proposed tower will be 240 feet east of 610th Avenue and almost 1,100 feet south of 305th Street right-of-way. The nearest dwelling, again, is located about a quarter of a mile to the southeast. The monopole structure and guy wires do not have any climbing apparatuses and are not climbable. I have in here that the applicant must provide a notarized statement from the property owner consenting to the installation of the Met Tower without security fencing. That's a requirement of our code. This has been submitted, and so they have met this requirement. In terms of traffic, there really won't be any other traffic other than a pickup truck and a small trailer that will deliver the tower, and they will use an existing field entrance off of 610th Avenue, just south of the proposed tower site. The installation itself will be quite quick, 2 to 3 days. Maintenance on the site will be rare, maybe once every 6 months, and will only involve a pickup truck-sized vehicle. The terms of the lease agreement between the property owner and RPM Access does include compensation for any crop damage. However, again, this property is not in Rowcroft at this time. So parking and loading, during construction of the Met Tower, parking will take place on the private property, and there will be no parking or storage within the right-of-way. There are no signs or lighting proposed for this Met Tower. Because of the total height of the tower being less than 200 feet, the FAA restrictions do not apply for lighting. However, the proposed tower will be marked as recommended by the FAA for towers that are less than 200 feet in height in order to stand out, particularly for low-level agricultural flight operations. So the markings will be alternating bands of aviation orange and white paint on the tower itself, high visibility sleeves on the guy wires near the anchor points and near the connections to the tower, high visibility aviation orange spherical markers on the guy wires as well. Environmental protection. The environmental impact of the site is anticipated to be limited. No soil is moved or turned really when installing this temporary Met Tower. The tower itself will stand on like a 3 foot by 3 foot square steel plate, again on top of the soil. The anchors in the four directions will be secured below ground approximately 5 feet. There will not be any concrete use for the foundation or the guy wire anchors. And the term of the lease with the property, or after the term of the lease with the property owner, RPM Access will remove all the components and restore the site to its original condition. So if the board concludes that all the above development criteria will be met, it must recommend approval of the application unless it concludes that. If completed as proposed, there's a strong probability the development will not adequately safeguard the health, safety, and general welfare of persons residing or working in adjoining or surrounding property, impair an adequate supply, including quality, of light and air to the surrounding properties, unduly increase congestion in the roads or the hazard from fire, flood, or similar dangers, diminish or impair established property values on adjoining or surrounding property, or not be in accord with the intent, purpose, and spirit of the land development regulations or county cornerstone to capstone C2C comprehensive plan. These are just some comments from our review. We just had clarification comments, questions for the applicant that were all answered. We did send public notification letters about this conditional use permit application on December 21st. At the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting on January 3rd, a member of the public did express concerns about the intention to not light the tower. Because of this, Planning and Development staff have reached out to the two pipelines that run on the opposite side of 610th Avenue from the proposed tower location, as well as Ames Municipal Airport and Story County Emergency Management, with the details of the location of the tower, the height, and the proposed duration, which is about 2 years, so that they're aware of that.
PNC recommended.
Yeah, the PNC recommended we do that as a safety precaution because the lighting is not mandated by FAA.
So it's a two-year lease?
Yep, and that's in the conditions. It would go through November of 2019. Okay. So these are recommended conditions. The number one is the meteorological tower and all equipment must be removed on or before November 20th of 2019. An extension of this time frame will require a modification to the conditional use permit. A 911 address will be required to be issued at the access for the Met Tower. And then a decommissioning plan and financial security must be submitted to Story County Planning and Development staff prior to the issuance of the zoning permit for the Met Tower. We have received the plan. We're just waiting on the financial security at this point. So the planning And Zoning Commission recommended approval with those conditions to the Board of Adjustment. And so they recommended option number 2, which is approval of the conditional use permit with those conditions previously stated.
Question. Have you talked to FSA office that finding out if you can put that on correct ground? Because that's a government program, and they rent, they're paying the farmer to keep the crop there.
On the CRP ground?
Yes.
I have not looked into that.
I think before you proceed, you need to find that out.
Do you know anything about that at all?
No.
Okay. We will, yes, I agree.
Good question.
Yeah,
that's a really good question.
I think I know, so.
Any other comments, staff? Speaking from the public, any to add?
I agree with you, Steve, on the CRP ground, because they're really touchy about
yes,
that
they
stuff.
Are.
So you may want to check with both the owner.
We're talking about a very, very small footprint, though. But we'll look into it.
Yeah, we will.
What size is it?
It's a 3x3 foot.
But it may.
Yeah.
Null and void his agreement for CRP ground.
Yeah.
Maybe he's getting enough from the lease. It doesn't matter.
Well, that could be, and some of that I think is also the landowner's responsibility
to
check into. All right, and we'll close from further. Any other questions?
Would you like to add that as a condition?
Well, I think that'd be all right.
We could
add it, but
it's really the owner's responsibility to find that out.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll definitely communicate that to the property owner.
Right. Okay. Any other questions, comments? Close, and I'll entertain a motion then.
I move we accept the recommendation after we find out from FSA office if that's a permissible use of the prep ground, or excuse me, CRP ground.
Have a motion out of Bruns.
I'll second it.
We have a second out of Youngberg. Roll call vote, please.
McGill?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Bruns?
Aye.
Sir.
Aye.
Very good. There you go. Thank you. Any comments from the staff?
Every year since I've been here, we've had a requirement that we meet with property owners, managers of the mobile home parks in the county, and so we've done that every year. This last summer, we did a walkthrough, planning staff with the managers, and you know, just to try to make sure that everything is in a line, we're getting permits for new units and whatnot. But we've come across two situations, one involving Hickory Grove Mobile Home Park, where some on the north side of Ames, where some units were brought in, new ones. This is a legal non-conforming use, so it was established prior to the establishment of zoning in 1958. And so the way to respond to that non-conforming uses is to address that through the variance appeal process, and so they have submitted an application for that, so that will be before the Board of Adjustment in February. Also, Country Living Mobile Home Park, they've had an expansion of RVs. People are living in RVs, and I think the intent is throughout the year. And the way to respond to that would be a submittal of a conditional use permit application. They also have brought in new mobile home units, but this one is actually zoned residential mobile home park, so it's a permitted use. So for those, we're requesting zoning permits for those new mobile homes. And then the VFW has requested to install a memorial on or at a private property on 295th Street in Indian Creek. Back in 1944, there was a B-17 that was stationed in, took off in Kearney, Nebraska, was flying to Maine, and it ended up crashing in Story County in 1944, and so they would like to do, construct a memorial to that activity. And so that's something that will require a conditional use permit, so that will also be before the
Where is that adjustment. Location?
It's on 285th Street in Indian Creek Township. The VFW is bringing that forward. So, and there were, I think, 10 people aboard that plane. It was a training mission, and they all perished in that crash. So, okay. Those three things will be before you. Other than that, I don't have anything else. Unless there's any questions about anything else.
The second home park you mentioned?
Country Living.
Where's that at?
It's eastern, north of Hickory Grove Park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, north of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
North of the black.
Just there. North of the black. Yeah, and again, they brought in RVs, which we have provisions for that in the ordinance, in the land development regulations through the conditional use permit process. So that's how we're going to respond to that. And then the mobile homes that they brought in, it's permitted with zoning permits.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Anything else, board? No, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye. Thank you.
Enjoy the heat.